Now let's lead off with some not terrible news about the coronavirus in McLean County. Eric Stock has the story.
There are 371 active COVID-19 cases in McLean County. Sounds like a lot, but it's actually the lowest active caseload since late October. That was right before the second wave hit Bloomington Normal, sharply increasing hospitalizations and then the death toll. That second wave has now subsided. Hospital capacity is in the best shape it's been in weeks, and the county's testing positivity rate is holding at just under 4%. A similar positive trend is being felt at long-term care facilities, where most of McLean County's deaths have been traced. The pace of new infections in nursing homes and similar facilities has finally slowed. Seven facilities with the previous active outbreaks have had no new cases in the past 2 weeks. Part of that is the arrival of COVID vaccines, which went to healthcare workers and nursing homes first, then people 65 and older and essential frontline workers. Over 19,000 doses have been administered in McLean County, including 3,500 people who've received both doses. That means about 2% of the population is fully vaccinated, lagging the statewide average by less than half a percentage point. Four more vaccine clinics are scheduled for this week, including today at Grossinger Motors Arena for those getting their second dose. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.